Let's play a fun little game called Little Kid or Drunk Adult. Introduce you to Tara calling us from Hillview. Hi, Tara.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. Tara is, she's got brown hair, drives a Ford Fusion, is a logistics coordinator, and tries to help make sure medicine, right? Medicine and medical supplies get shipped to the right people, right time. Is that what you said?
Yeah, to our pharmacy.
Nice.
Oh, great. Yeah. You've got to be very detail-oriented.
Absolutely.
Can't be sending the wrong stuff to the wrong people. Dang it.
And then Tara has been single for 8 years. She is not settling, Kelly.
Right. And you shouldn't. The right man will come along. The right person.
That's what I'm hoping for.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah. Yeah, that's
You'll
right.
You'll find your person.
That's right. Exactly. You know, you don't want to sit there and just settle for any... you know, chump or person that's not going to treat you right.
Exactly.
Exactly.
That's
and I bet you're thinking, okay, anytime is great. Anytime now.
Anytime now.
Right.
I got to that point. Like, anytime now.
Yeah. Anytime. Hey. All right. So, Tara, Little Kid Drunk Adult is the game we're playing. Kelly's going to explain how it all works.
Yeah, you're going to hear three stories. You have to determine, is the star of the story a little kid at the time or a drunk adult?
You ready?
Yes.
All right, here we go. First one.
I got taco sauce on a guy sitting in front of me.
The way she says it.
Which, yeah, it kind of leads you down a path, doesn't
taco
it?
Taco sauce.
Yeah, and it could be either one completely.
Sure. Right, right.
What do you think?
I'm going to go with drunk adult.
Drunk adult, okay.
Yes. Like, she could have literally just turned around and started to record this as it's happening. I almost feel like this could be a real-time story. I'm going to say
this
drunk
is
adult,
real time. All right, both of you saying drunk adult.
I was a drunk adult.
Yes!
Yes!
You're right, drunk adult.
And it just happened like 5 minutes ago.
This was on Saturday.
Oh,
actually,
okay.
At one of the U of L games. Uh-huh. I had a little too much pregame, I was really hungry and got a taco from Fistful of Tacos.
Okay,
we are literally, this is a stream of consciousness.
Absolutely. Absolutely, work it out.
Work it out.
And I was eating, and it was very, they didn't drain, like, the corn before they put it in the tacos, so I dripped taco sauce and... all that fun stuff on the guy sitting in front of me on his
juicy
shirt. And he was not thrilled about it.
Oh, gosh.
Wasn't happy. Okay. All right. Wow. Yes.
Wow. That was a long
it was
way
a
to
little.
Go for
it
her
was a little.
To say it was drunk adult.
All right. It was a moment. She had to take it.
That's right. Tara, you're one for one. Here we go. Yeah. Next one. Little kid, drunk adult.
I accidentally kicked a soccer ball off of my grandpa's head, breaking one of his front teeth off.
Whoop.
Ouchie! Was this a dare? Like, hey, Grandpa, hang on. I'll put this ball on your head. What is happening?
Is this a dare?
I think it was a little kid.
Little kid. All right.
Okay. Yeah, maybe it was Grandpa just trying to appease the little kid who wanted to do a trick.
Okay.
Maybe, yeah.
All right. Both of you saying little kid.
I was a little kid.
There you go.
Okay, then.
Yeah, two for two, Tara. Good job. Good job.
I was playing soccer in the house, and I kicked the ball as hard as I could, and my 88-year-old grandfather was walking around the corner right as I kicked the soccer ball.
Oh, no.
And his teeth were really old, so when the ball hit his face, his front tooth cracked right in half.
Oh!
His teeth were really old.
Because he was really old.
Yeah.
Oh, bless his heart.
Tara, good job. Last one. I'm gonna have to give a little warning that there's a gross factor to this one.
Oh.
Okay.
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 I'm ready.
Okay. All right.
All right. She's ready. All right. Here we go. Last one. Little kid, drunk adult.
I laid in dog poop while I was naked.
I'm going to say drunk adult.
Why are we naked? And why is there dog poop?
I don't know.
Okay, yeah. I feel like you said drunk adult.
I did. That's, yeah.
Okay. We have a lot of holes to fill in.
We have a lot of holes in
this story. Yeah, well, so I'll go with you on that.
All right, both of you saying drunk adult. We've got a 22-second explanation. Here it is.
I was a drunk adult.
There it is.
Yes.
Drunk adult.
What the heck happened?
I passed out naked on my living room floor.
Okay.
My puppy snuggled up to me while I was sleeping, but took a dump during the night. I woke up immediately, covered in my dog's poop. I was too tired to get up and wipe it off, so I just rolled back over and went back to sleep.
No!
We're aware and don't care.
We don't care.
Just roll over. Oh my gosh.
You're like, you know what? That's a tomorrow problem. That is a problem I'm going to deal with tomorrow. Yeah.
But at some point, she made the effort to take clothes off. And then, like, that was too much. I can't do anymore.
Right.
I can't be bothered to put on pajamas. I'm out. How many showers until you feel clean again after that?
I'm telling you, it's all good. All right. So, hey, Tara, congratulations. You did a great job.
That was amazing.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Slated.
Yeah.
Hall of Fame, 3 for 3.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. You did great. Thank you so much for hanging out with the show. Good luck on your dating prospects now that you are a big winner, not only on our show, but in life.
That's right. Yes. And good luck getting that image of a naked person sleeping in dog poo.
Doggy do.
Out of your mind.
Yeah. Yes. Thank you so much. I really appreciate all that.
No problem. Yeah. All right. I'm going to put you on hold another quick sec. Okay, Tara, hang on.
Okay, thanks.
All right.
Those are all amazing examples.
Yes, amazing examples. We need more stories, though, okay?
Of what this game should be, yes. So if you've got one, this centers on you and these stories. So send us one. Give us a little voice note of you. Give us a teaser. Reveal the answer. Finish the story. Email it, BenAndKellyShow@gmail.com.